Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Always good speaking with you. I got to ask, how are the young ladies that I helped judge and get in, how are they doing this year?
Well, you picked a great bunch, so I thank you for that. We always need you there at auditions. They're doing great, you know, working hard. We've been training since the end of March, since the end of, you know, auditions took place. You know, they're busting their butts off. They're training two times a week for about 3 hours each practice. They're looking great. We have our calendar coming out. So that's very, very exciting. They've been, you know, doing the games. We're on to our third game tomorrow against Winnipeg.
When it comes to the cheerleaders, they really are considered a tradition in Toronto, don't you think?
Most definitely. I mean, you're asking the coach. I'm a little biased here, right? But they're a big part. You know, the CFL is the one thing that's truly Canadian. And with the Grey Cup here in Toronto this year, the 100th Grey Cup, they'll play a very big role. That's for sure.
And part of that tradition is the calendar. Talk a little bit about this, because every year there's a different theme. I've seen some crazy things that you guys have done in the past. What's this theme going
to
be?
All right, well, the calendar, of course, is a staple, and it's something that the fans, you know, look forward to every year. I've had numerous emails, when's the calendar coming out? Jory, tell me when it's coming out. So, yeah, every year we kind of hit up a different theme. Last year we did a fitness-inspired theme. I think we've really, you know, nailed that. The girls are, you know, in great shape. So this year we're going back to football, classic football. So the girls are, you know, they got the pads, the helmet, the balls, you name it. And they're decked out in Reebok gear. So Reebok's one of our big sponsors this year. So they're decked out in Argo Reebok gear. So thanks to Reebok.
Now, when you said, though, this football gear, are we looking at maybe some classic uniforms? Are we looking at this year's uniforms? What is it actually looking like?
It's, you know, just our Argo merchandise, basically, stuff that you can buy in the stores. The new jersey is in there, which is awesome. The stripes, the new stripes. Do you have one?
Not yet, but only because I had gotten the, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago, I got the jersey that the actual players were wearing. So I got the real deal. Yeah, so I'm not really too fast in getting rid of it. Plus, I got Damien's old number, so number 9. So I'm, like I said, I'm not too much. Yeah, so I'm not in a rush to go and switch it, even though I love the new uniforms. So what are some of the type of pictures that we're going to see? Because, as I said, I've seen some crazy poses in the past where young ladies are flying in the air or, you know, rolling around on the ground. Like, it's not just standing there and going, hey, snap my picture. It's a physical thing.
Yeah, there's some very sexy poses going on there, some very athletic poses, you name it, some football-inspired poses. The girls, you know, are told to kind of think of something really creative, so that's their homework, and they come, you know, to set with a great pose. I don't want to give too much away about the calendar because, of course, I want people to buy it and then open it and be excited and surprised by it. So.
Okay, so let's talk about this then. Where was the photo shoot and at what time? Because I know it could be like 2 in the morning. People don't realize it. So what was that like?
Yeah, it was actually a 2-day shoot. When I say 2-day, I literally mean 2 days. It was two, like, 24-hour days. I didn't get any sleep. I mean, we have 40 girls to cover. That's a lot. And, you know, girls like to look at their picture, you know, every 20 seconds. So it was a full 2-day long shoot in downtown Toronto with our amazing photographer, Craig Boyko. So a lot of the credit goes towards him.
Fantastic. Now, the proceeds. Do they go anywhere, or is it just something that, you know, it's just giving back to the fans, and if we can say it that way?
Yeah, this is, you know, the calendar is all about the fans. You know, the proceeds go back towards, you know, the cheerleader, towards our Grey Cup fund, and, you know, just towards the CFL in general. Again, it's something that's, you know, truly Canadian that we have. So, you know, buying a calendar, everything goes back towards, you know, Canadian football and the cheerleaders.
And we should go back again when we talk about the cheerleaders too, because, yes, they are lovely, beautiful young ladies, but they do a lot in the community.
You know it. You know your stuff. You've been around for a while, eh?
I've been around for a while.
With the cheerleaders, with the Argos is what I mean. Yeah, the girls are out, you know, on countless charity events, promos. You know, last week they were on breakfast television. They were, you know, doing golf tournaments, charity golf tournaments. You name it, at about, you know, five events a week generally. So they're busy. You know, they're not just coming to rehearsal and going to games. They're, you know, they live and they breathe Argos, and they're doing everything in the community for the club.
So how much is the calendar going to be? And if we don't make it to the game, is there any other way we can get the calendars?
The calendars are $10. They're usually $10. And you can buy them at every home game. The girls will be walking around the concourse, in the stands, at our post-game party at Shoeless, and, of course, at all the community events in the GTA.
And people should realize, too, that if you don't get those calendars quickly, those things move fast. I've had people come to me and go, hey, Rudy, can I still get a calendar? It's like, no, man, it's gone. Well, what about yours? No, I'm keeping mine. Mine's good. Right. Nobody's touching mine. But we should insist on these folks. You want a calendar? Get it fast.
You got to get it fast, especially because of the nature of this year, the 100th Grey Cup. Everyone is, you know, is wanting their calendar, and I can tell you that that week of Grey Cup, I hope we have enough because there's going to be a lot of fans wanting a piece of this Argos cheerleader calendar.
And they should realize, too, when they go to home games, which I was enough to take involved with, which I never did before, going on the field.
Yeah.
Meeting the young ladies, you can get those calendars signed too.
You betcha. Yeah, we generally have the option for fans to come down on the field. It's called See You on the Field, following the game. So everyone lines up and they wait till the gates open and they charge onto the field. Of course, an opportunity to meet the cheerleaders, get their autographs, meet the players. But of course, get your cheerleader calendar. That's the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, website, where do we go for all this info?
Yeah, argonauts.ca, of course, is the Argo website. You can check out all the cheerleader bios there, some additional photos and more info on the calendar, and of course our Twitter. It's at Argos Cheer. Follow us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rudy.